we should segment our IoT devices into their own subnetworks. This can allow us to isolate and protect all of the data in those systems. And we also should disable any unused features. In our IoT devices, we will have many different attack surfaces. All of the different automated devices you have in your home or your office, your thermostat, your video surveillance, all of those different devices will have their own access point that an attacker could try to take advantage of. So we want to make sure we always disable any unused features in our IoT devices to reduce the attack surface. And lastly, we're going to talk about embedded systems and real-time OS. Embedded systems are going to be those that are related to our system firmware. We want to make sure that our firmware has the latest security patches and updates.